HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. In this week's TechCetra, we are talking about the novel coronavirus, a new music streaming app, and a significant development in India's cryptocurrency space. The coronavirus, a global pandemic that's been rocking the world for over a month, has officially entered India. And as a result, Xiaomi and Realme, two of the top five smartphone makers in India, have cancelled their on-ground launch events for this month. Xiaomi was supposed to launch the Redmi Note 9, while Realme was supposed to launch the Realme 6 series smartphones. Both the companies are known to use their launch events to improve the fanfare and sort of interact with their communities, but they have had to cancel these events. These are not the only companies who have done this though. Globally, Facebook has cancelled its F8 developer conference. Microsoft and Google have also cancelled global conferences, including the Google I/O. And Adobe has cancelled its Digital Connect Summit as well. Moving on, ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok, has a new music streaming app called Resso. It's short for resonance in a way, and the app takes a social approach towards music streaming. It has an upward scroll like TikTok, but it also has something the company called Vibes, which lets you upload videos, GIFs and images to the platform, which others can then interact with. The company wants to make music listening an active experience over the passive one, and we'll have to wait and watch how they do. It costs $99 per month on Android and $119 per month on iOS. Talking about apps, WhatsApp finally has its dark mode. It went official this week, and it basically makes everything on the app black. For those who like dark modes, this of course puts less strain on your eyes, and it works with the system-wide dark mode on both Android and iOS, which means that if you have those enabled, you won't explicitly have to change to this. From WhatsApp to Apple. Last week I told you that Apple's planning its first stores here in India. This week, the company has had to increase the price of its iPhones. The prices of the iPhone 11 Pro series have gone up by $1,300, while the iPhone 8 Plus will now start at ₹50,600 as opposed to ₹49,900 earlier. The iPhone 8 will cost you ₹40,500 for the 64GB entry variant. Apple said that the prices are because of hikes in customs duties that were placed by the Union Budget this year. And though they're small hikes, they might irk some users. Since the iPhone XR and 7 are assembled here, there would be no impact on the prices of those phones. And last but not the least, this is probably the biggest thing that happened in tech this week. The Supreme Court quashed an earlier order by the Reserve Bank of India, which barred all financial services firms from dealing in virtual or cryptocurrency. The Supreme Court's verdict doesn't do a big deal for the cryptocurrency industry, but what's important is that it clears all confusions about the legality of cryptocurrencies in India. What this means is that cryptocurrencies are definitely legal in the country, unless the government does otherwise. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.